Jed Fedewa plays bass on the Sonny Wilkinson Jazz Trio. He'll be performing tonight. Ed, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Looking forward to playing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Excited about it. I'll be leaving in about a half hour to get to the Wharton Center, and we're going to do a little rehearsal, a little sound check, and then a run-through with the orchestra around 3 o'clock. And count to the day, so it's going to be a full day.
All right, Ed, what are we going to hear tonight?
You're going to hear Sonny with trio behind her with the orchestra, and you'll hear one trio tune with Sonny singing. And then you'll hear some pieces with the trio playing with the orchestra without Sonny singing. So it's going to be quite a mixture.
And I know... I know that you have very strong ties to not only Michigan State University, but to Central and the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Tell us about that.
My ties with them?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I've been playing with that orchestra, well, with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, for quite a while. I think it's been 30 years, I swear. And I teach at Central Michigan, and I went to Michigan State. So yeah, I'm a homeboy, if you want to call me that. But I love it here, and raised my family here, and everything's, it's a great place to live, and I love being part of the arts community. You know, making things kind of hip as we can make them.
Yeah. Ed, do you play the stand-up bass, or do you sometimes play the bass on your shoulder?
Well, I think you're referring to the electric bass.
Yes,
I play both, but most of the time I'm playing the stand up, or it's also called the double bass. But yeah, there's sometimes when you get a call and they want you to play electric,
mm-hmm.
So that's fine. You know, I grew up playing that, and when I was 10, 11 years old, so that's sort of in my blood, and so yeah, it's great. It's all good, as they say.
Ed, what do you do to encourage kids to listen to the music that you play, and especially the Lansing Symphony Orchestra?
Well, you know, just by keeping it on, like in my household, it's on a lot. I have a WKR on a lot. And with students, I say, hey, listen to this. You know, don't be so narrow-minded, or, you know, don't listen to... Try to keep your ears open. You know, growing up in the 60s, like I did, you know, our AM radio was really quite a mixture of all styles. You know, we heard classical gas or this kind of stuff. We heard orchestras, you know, playing behind pop bands. So this wasn't a foreign sound to us. But I think sometimes these days, with everything so kind of scattered and everybody can listen to just what they want, and they don't listen to a lot of variety, so they don't get it. You know, they're listening to one style their whole life, practically, and they don't branch out.
Yes.
So I just encourage that. I encourage just listen to everything. Really listen to everything. It's all great, you know?
Is there anybody new that you really like in any music genre?
You know what? There's just too many to list. Oh, yeah, there's always. In the jazz world, there's just countless young players coming up all the time, or even discovering older players that you never didn't know about. And in pop music, you know, to be honest with you, I do keep my ears open, and I'll hear something these days. But and if it really strikes my fancy, then I'll maybe look it up. But off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody that comes to mind.
All right. Ed Fedewa plays bass in the Sonny Wilkinson Jazz Trio. He also plays with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, and you can hear him tonight at a great performance at the Wharton Center. Tickets are still available. You can call the Lansing Symphony Orchestra to get those. Students can get a great deal if they call right now. Ed, looking forward to the show. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You take care.